and welcome to Steamers and Sodas, a Project Zion podcast series featuring energy-packed interviews full of ideas focused on ministry with and by children and youth. I'm your host, Blake Smith, and I'm here today with Levi Blakeslee. Welcome, Levi.
Hello.
So, Levi, before we get started, we always like to let our guests tell a little bit about themselves so we can get to know you better. Would you mind doing that? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm going in 10th grade. I play trombone. I do a lot of biking, hiking, and painting. Live in Crawfordville, Florida. I was born in Michigan. Then I moved to Pensacola. I'm part of the War Eagle Marching Band. You know, pretty cool like that.
Is that like Auburn War Eagle?
No, but it's same picture.
Yeah.
Our logo is the same.
Awesome. So the War Eagle is your high school mascot. Great. So I happen to know, because I know a lot of your family members, you've got a pretty long history in Community of Christ with the family, right?
Yeah, I've been going to Community of Christ events ever since I was born.
So what's it been like for you growing up in Community of Christ? And you've also had, as you said, you've had experience in a number of different communities.
It's very welcoming. Each group kind of welcomed me in a different way. And it was all positive. I felt like I could have support from each one of them and still learn.
Great. How old were you when you left Pensacola and moved to where you are now?
I was 8 years old, moving into fourth grade.
Okay.
That summer.
All right. So most of your life, you've been where you are, over in
Crawfordville, Florida.
Crawfordville, Florida. Okay. So I understand, I've heard some stories since I've been down at the campgrounds, Bluff Springs, and actually where I grew up, but I've been hearing some stories about you and your gift for invitation when it comes to camp. I'm interested to hear, why is camp so important to you? What is it that makes you want to invite other people to come?
I just feel like camp really excludes you from all the stress that you've built up over the year, and then you get to see all your friends and family and have a week of fun.
Awesome. Well, would you mind sharing your story with us a little bit about your invitation, what got you bringing them in, and who you invited, and what was the response, all those kinds of things?
Well, it started off last year. I brought three people to camp that were pretty close, and I just gotten used to being around them. So I just said, hey, why not bring some more friends on top, expand our little group. And then this year, I brought three of those same people. And then I also invited seven other people, four of which were able to go. And then the others wanted to go, but due to school constraints and other scheduling problems, they couldn't.
So you had up to seven come with you this year.
Well, six.
Six.
Including me.
Okay. All right. And put a little strain on the car, bringing everybody down.
We were all jammed into one van.
So did you make up your own cabin unit, or did you have other, was there room for other guys to be a part of the cabin?
We were one of the smallest cabins. We could have had, I think, four more people if we wanted to, but I just think that they just put us all together and didn't add any extras.
Now you said the three came the first year and they came back. Is there something that made them in specific you can think of that made them want to come back, that they enjoyed?
They really enjoyed our counselors and swim time and all of the free time we had, because we did a bunch of games and they're messing around, staying up late.
Now, I'm not familiar with what camps are like at Bluff Springs anymore. Is there a fair amount of worship and class time as well, or is it more free time?
They have a worship class in the morning and the afternoon, and they're about 2 hours-ish. And then we have our individual classes that we get to choose that are kind of like electives in school, but then the rest is mostly free time.
Okay. And it's a good enough balance that you feel comfortable as you're not like bringing them to somewhere where they're just getting bombarded with religion.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good balance. It's a pretty good balance. It does get long towards the end of the week because we're all tired, we're all cranky, but that's with anything.
I've noticed this particular week at reunion that a lot of the youth participate in the campfire and prayers, invitation to prayers and things like that. Is that pretty typical?
Yes.
So that's not a problem when you're inviting friends thinking, okay, what are they going to think?
I mean, of course they're kind of standoffish when they first come because they don't know anyone. They're new to this all, but they are welcomed right in.
Awesome. So what's your goal for next year? How many people are you going to invite?
I'm gonna try and invite 14 and see if I can manage 10 because I think that would be really fun.
That would be awesome. Now, I have to admit that when I was going to camp, I didn't often, I think I maybe invited a couple of friends over all of the years. And I would imagine that there are young people who are listening to the podcast that might benefit from any advice you might have for young people who are thinking about inviting their friends to camp. Anything that works for you in the invitation or information that you share that really got your friends excited?
I know my friend group, we're all about going around doing stuff. So it was really easy for me personally to invite them. But what I would say is talk to them about the fun stuff first. Get them super interested. And then yes, there are a couple downsides like not being able to sleep, but once they get there, they'll enjoy it and they'll be glad they came.
So you can always tell them that they can sleep the next week, right? Just go for it for a week and then they can get some sleep later. All right, so what do you think that camp leaders and church leaders even should know about creating an inviting environment where you're comfortable or other young people would feel comfortable inviting their friends?
I like the balance they've got now, but I feel like there's ways they could improve it so that it was more even church and fun time, so that we had more interspersed areas so that it was more fun, so that we could have more people interested, more activities, more other games and shows and stuff like that.
Okay. So on a bigger scale, outside of camp, and maybe even just talking about the church in where you attend in Crawfordsville, what hopes do you have for Community of Christ going into the future as you think about your future in the church?
I hope we can involve a lot more youth because I know our church personally, it's really just our family of youth and then one other family of youth. But I know there's a certain way we can definitely achieve that if we just put a little effort into it.
Okay. Well, I know you've talked a lot about, it would be good to have, especially for inviting friends, to have more fun and more things to connect. What kind of things, opportunities or ministries or activities do you hope will be made available for young people going forward as we kind of reimagine what the church looks like?
Even if it's just as simple as setting up, event days where you're just playing games and then maybe like an hour of church service and then food, more games. It could even be as simple as that, but that'll keep them going.
Okay. All right. What would you like the church leadership to hear you say? I mean, if you were going to sit in front of one of the big wigs at the church, what would you want to say to them?
Mission conference should have scheduled dance breaks in between sessions so that we're more active and we don't have people falling asleep.
Dance breaks. Say more about that. You have a special kind of dancing you like to do?
No, but they got those big speakers and big projectors in the auditorium, so I mean, they might as well.
They can have a little fun with it, huh? All right. Well, what we try to do before we close out is to say, just ask you if there's anything that you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked.
Nope.
No, pretty straightforward then, huh? Well, Levi, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and record this episode for Project Zion. I know that's going to be helpful for not only other young people that are listening to be encouraged because of the things that you're doing. But it also will help the church leadership as they look to make ways to welcome in a new generation. So I really appreciate you being here with us. And I thank our listeners here at Project Zion Podcast for joining us for this episode of Steamers and Sodas. If you'd like to find other episodes and listen in what's going on with youth ministry in the church, You can find that at projectzionpodcast.org. Just go to the series drop-down menu and look for steamers and sodas. If you have ideas or thoughts for future episodes, don't hesitate to drop us a line. You can find us on Facebook, comment there, or comment on our website. This is Blake Smith wishing you a great day, and we hope to have you join us for Project Zion Podcast in the near future.